Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli.
That's how the song goes, anyway. Whatever, everybody. It's Billy Borelli Laugh Chat. What's going on? I am your host, Mr. Billy the Borelli. I am now talking on my microphone on my PC. I need to know how it sounds, so I'm going to go to my producer and ask him, how does it sound? Does it sound good? Or does it sound bad? I don't know. I tried to test it, and I hit test, and it just didn't do anything. So, you got me. So I need to ask him. Yo, producer, how's it sound? Let me know. Hit me up. See, in this day and age, you could do a radio show.
Okay, so sorry about that, but apparently my fucking internet, it went down or it cut me off, and I wonder why, and I'm not too happy about it. However, I'm back, and I'm back up on my phone now, and this sucks. So I had a caller that was on hold as well. I don't know what happened. So we're going to try this again. I'm not going to replay my intro because you heard it already. So we're back. We wasted a couple of minutes. Sorry about that, folks, but that was a big, big disappointment, and I'm going to correct that problem. Let's just put it like that. Anyway, it was sounding good. Now I'm back to the backup phone. Thank God for technology, right? Or else we'd be scrambling to find out what's going on. Hey, producer, let me know how this sounds. I could do a guest host, though, whatever. I could get to my call right away, but I'm not. I don't know who it is, so I'm just going to wait, and you're going to wait, too. What do you think about that, huh? Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. Let's keep it professional, folks. Anyway, so what's in the news? We have the VMA Awards. The VMA Awards just happened. It's neither video music nor is it an award show because MTV no longer plays music. They just play garbage. So it should be a garbage award show. And that's exactly what it is. They had garbage on there. I didn't watch it, but everybody's talking about Miley Cyrus and Nicki Minaj and how they're feuding. Ooh. I don't know. I took a shit the other day. That was more important. You know what? I wiped pretty good. That was really important. Then Nicki Minaj and Miley Cyrus, whom neither music I listen to and I don't know anything about. But for those of you ill-informed, I'm going to let you know because I did my research. I Googled it. Apparently, Miley Cyrus was doing an interview for, I believe, a magazine or some show, and she said that Nicki Minaj was not very nice. And that something had to do something with the award. But she said that she was not very nice. Now, of course, Nicki Minaj had to upstage her and had to call her a bitch on live TV. I mean, well, what's up with you got to say now, bitch? Like, oh, boy, here we go. And so everybody talked about that. They talked about how Nicki Minaj clowned her and called her a bitch. Ooh, wow. Oh, yeah, big ooh, scary. Miley Cyrus was like, blah, 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 awards, blah, blah, congratulations. Moving on. So apparently us well, not us, because I'm not in it, but apparently lower class citizens that aren't in the music business or aren't in the entertainment business really care about that sort of thing. They cared about the whole Meek Mill Drake beef, right? It sounds like a disease, Meek Mill Drake. Hey, I got the case of the Meek Mill Drakes, and my dick is tripping. No, it's stupid. It's just lame. Stop it. Stop worrying about stuff that doesn't concern you. It's such a big deal. You know what the big beefs were back in the day? The big beefs back in the day were, oh, why didn't they play the show? Because they kicked out a guitarist, or the drummer got injured, or, you know, even Metallica, the bassist died. That was the big thing back in the day. Those were like the big, like, oh my gosh, did you hear? So-and-so passed away. Oh no, there was a bus accident. So it was always a big rock star that died, either drug overdose or crashing. It was none of this, oh, did you hear about the new diss album that Metallica put out? They dissed Megadeth, and Megadeth dissed them. AC/DC, they were dissing on Def Leppard, and then Kiss came along and dissed on them. Ooh. Oh, fucking please with the diss. You don't make a good record with me. Oh, my name is Drake. Oh. First caller in the 281. Can you hear me?
Hey, good evening to you, Mr. Borelli.
Hey, sir, how are you this fine evening, afternoon for you?
Doing good, yeah. I just got a little bit of your audio, and sounded really good. I was just curious what kind of microphone you were using.
Actually, it's the microphone built into my laptop that I was using. Now I'm back onto my Uniden phone.
I was going to say, it kind of sounded like an outboard microphone, like a standalone mic, but...
It would have been nice. It was going good, and I believe the internet connection, somehow there's one too many things connected to the internet right now, and I'm just going to square that away.
I all of a sudden, you're just like, is my phone not working? I mean, all of a sudden I get this dead air, you know? I mean, that's...
Yeah.
That's common in the radio world, huh?
Yeah, we have these issues, and this being the internet, I also have a caller in the 605 area code. I'm going to go ahead and put them through. Let's make this a party.
Okay.
Caller in the 605, you're joining Billy Borelli Laugh Chat. How are you?
Good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know if this is, like, the right part of your show to bring this up, but this is about the whole Instagram thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I was going to say that for my asshole of the day segment. However, would you happen to know anything about that?
Yes. The girl that was kind of like attacking is actually my mom.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Why would she do something like that?
Okay, there is a total line of, and I'm not here to like, oh my gosh, you yelled at my mom, like you're an asshole. I'm not here to do that. I'm just like kind of explaining why the whole thing went down, because she like explained it to me, and like everyone, there's a lot more than like what she kind of put out there.
it's pretty plain what's out there, and I made a video about the kids in my neighborhood and how they like to destroy things. And I actually said at the very end of that video, I said retards. And
yeah.
Then apparently your mom made a comment calling me an ass for saying retards. And I thought that was a personal attack that was unwarranted.
Okay. This is where this comes from. My mom has 6 children. I'm one of 6, and there's a lot of us, but my mom and dad are like successful, so I mean that's not really a problem. But my mom adopted a baby from Africa last year, and he's actually autistic, and he's 5 years old, and people attack him saying you're retarded and just stuff like this, like on the street, and it's just like it's a mix that my mom like. It really does, like, offend her, and she shouldn't come out just calling you an ass, but it's just something that, like, really, really hit her heart, because, like, that is really, like, that's her baby, you know, so there
I tell
was
you what,
a part of that.
And I tell you what, nothing against your autistic 5-year-old brother. Nothing against them. I actually call normal people that because they act so asinine and so out of the ordinary that it makes you think you're just not a person. They're just so personally, yeah, when I see somebody that has issues, wheelchair, crutches, doesn't matter to me. I don't make fun of them. I know what this world can be very cruel. And I was attacked when I was a kid too. So I apologize if she took offense to that. It wasn't meant to, and I didn't know who she, you guys, I didn't know what's going on. Somebody called me an ass. So, hey, I'm going to respond, but I understand. I totally understand. So I tell you what, I'm going to retract my asshole of the day segment just for you because you had the stones and the big brass ones to come in here and say what you had to say, and I admire that.
Thank you.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wipe out all those comments out of there because, again, you came in here. You could have said, Phil Florent Filth, you SOB, you could have attacked me, and you could have blasted me, but you didn't. And that shows a lot of respect and a lot of moxie. I'm going to wipe all that stuff out. I'm not going to make you famous because I'm not famous. You tell your mom, you tell her, God bless her, and God bless for her for what she's done. And I hope that you guys really have a happy life with him. And I'm sure I'm sure it's a challenge, and I'm sure the older you guys get, better things are coming.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, sweetie. You tell your mom, you tell her I'm sorry, and I apologize on air. As soon as I get off this thing and stop running my mouth, I'm going to go ahead and retract everything I said. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
You have a good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You see that, TD? You see that?
Oh, my. Yeah.
You get people that I could have been ripped another butthole.
Yeah.
I mean, she could easily, let's flood his timeline, let's flood his phone line, and let's find out where he lives.
But
you know
also, I also noticed that you know, there is a 5-second delay as like a normal radio station on here. I guess you get any of those really rude callers, you know, there's always a dump button on there, I believe.
There is, and I have the opportunity to do that. But with her, I didn't want to do that. The way she stood up and she was like, you know what?
Sounded very sincere. Yeah.
Even if it was like a joke or if it was – she was very respectful. She came on, didn't use any curse words. In fact, let me see. Someone else is calling back. Let me patch them through.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, well,
you're on Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat right now. Hey, new caller. Area code 605. Oh, okay. Well, she's gone. Anyway, maybe she dialed back. But, hey, that as soon as I stop running my trap – I'm going to go ahead and retract everything. You were saying, though, TD.
But, I was just going to call in and check in and let you know
you had a little bit of dead air.
I'm
going to go to bed. I got work in the morning. Yeah, I got a family to support. I'm a working guy.
Well, I am. I am 2 hours ahead of you.
Yeah,
so.
I'm a working guy, too, yeah. Okay, well, you just want to just, like, you know, listen on in and finish out the show with me, or do you want me to hang up and, you know?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to hang up and I'm going to kick back and listen, and you just make us laugh.
All right, keep your clothes on too. Don't put your pants back on. All right, I know my voice is, you know. Thank you, TD, for calling in. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, man. I'll get you soon.
All right, thank you, sir. Bye bye.
Hey, bye.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. If you don't know, now you know. Blank word. Go to my Instagram page, _silverback_gorilla_. That's _silverback_gorilla_. If I say underscore one more time, I'm going to hit myself in the mouth with a baseball bat. And I have braces, too. I paid good money for these. So I'm retracting that because, well, you know, my new thing was going to be asshole of the day, but I'm going to retract it for today. Actually, no, I got a new asshole of the day. Let's see if I can find him. Let me see.
Let me see if I can find this asshole. It's me! I'm the asshole of the day! Derp, 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 derpity derp, fucking derp. Oh, man. Truthfully, I may be a jerk, but, you know, I don't, when it comes to something like that, autism, you know, somebody, I don't know what to say now. What do you say? We're so PC. We used to be, you know, in the automotive world, when we're adjusting the timing, we do say retarded, but it kind of means that now. It doesn't mean like physically, like something's slow with you. It means retard the timing a little bit. It's too advanced. It makes more sense to car guys now. When you hear somebody say retard the timing, oh, it's retarded a little bit. That's what it should mean now. So these kids around my neighborhood, their timing is a little off. Their timing, they're not firing on all cylinders. Maybe I should do it like that. These kids aren't firing on all cylinders. And if you know, if you don't know, now you know. Blah, blah, blah. I have all this stuff that I have to go through today, and I don't know if I'm going to get through all of it, but because of my internet connection that went down. Yeah, so I have this little thing going on with the kids in my neighborhood. This one neighbor, he's got four kids, three girls, poor guy, and a badass little boy. Oh, you want to talk that little shit? And then my other neighbors, they have two girls. And I think they're Indian, Hindu, I'm not quite sure. I never asked them. I know they do the Quran and the whole Ramadama Lama Ding Dong, and all, they don't eat pork, and they wait till the sun goes down, then they party. You know, they did all that type of stuff. And the two girls, they don't speak English much, but they just cackle. They're like, they yell all the time in their language. I'm not sure what it is, and I'm not trying to make fun of it. Yes, I am, but I want to know what it is. But they're like, and it's just like my window is literally facing the driveway, I guess. I live in a little area where there's five units. It's like a duplex on one side and three units on the other. And there's just a driveway. There's nowhere for them to really – there's no park. So they drive up and down the driveway, and they're falling and throwing the ball. And it's like, what do you do? You know, my window's right there. I mean, this is not a park. I know you have nowhere to go, but actually there's a park up the hill. But don't do it in front of my GD window. Don't sit there and just beep, 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 beep. So I bought this little fencing, you know, this little plastic fencing, and I put it around the grass, and I put a little sign that says, do not, you know, stay off the grass. And the little boy, the little badass little boy next door, he's like touching it, and his father's trying to tell him not to, and then they had company over, and then he's like jumping over the fence. I'm like, jumping over the fence, huh? Wonder where I've seen that before. You know, he's Mexican, but he's born here. He's jumping over the fence. So anyway, yes, my family came over on boats, so thank you very much. And no, it wasn't the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. We came over way after that. So I'll have you know. Oh, yeah, and I have some MODOK. I have a drop of MODOK blood in me. So, blah. My people were here long before other people were here. And I got dinosaur butt. So that means I was one of the dinosaurs, too. I got Tyrannosaurus Rex arms. Can't you tell by my pictures? They're short. I got Tyranny arms. So what's up with that? I was here before everybody. I got hair all over the place. I was a caveman. So now what? What's up, Dan? I was here before the Indians. Now. Sucker. Anyway, got through the VMA awards. Let's get on Kanye and his little, I'm going to be the president. No, you're not. Somebody slipped him a Mickey and an upper and a downer and an all-arounder at the same time in his cocaine, because he was talking about he's going to run for president. Dude, do you know who your first lady is going to be? She's famous for swabbing the knob. Do you know how many copies of that has gone out all over the place? Kim Kardashian, the first woman, the first lady? No, she shouldn't be the first lady. No, no, no. They should just knock the lady part off of it. The first follower. Can you imagine if he tries to run for president and she's the first lady? No, they're going to have so many posters of her with Ray J's schlong in her mouth. How does that feel? How would you feel? Your children's mother has her own sex tape of her slobbing somebody's knob, and it's everywhere. With the internet, it's not just in porn stores and in you know, old white perverts' basements. It's everywhere. It's on the internet. It's on phones. It's on CDs. It's on LPs. It's on cassettes. It's on 8-tracks. And it goes way back. This stuff is everywhere. There's paintings. There's murals. She is famous for doing nothing but sucking Ray J's clip. That's all she's famous for. Ray J made that whole family famous. Ray J and his dick. You should bronze that. Give that a VMA. Give that a VMA. The next VMA award, the best VMA ever, Ray J's dick. He made a whole family famous. I'd give that a VMA. I'd watch that. That's about a 10-minute award show. 5 minutes to his speech. The other five, well, I don't know. Although, who was Kanye? Please shut up. Please go away. Please shut the fuck up. You used to be good. You're irrelevant now. I don't care if you wear custom shoes made in China. I could put two plastic bags on my feet that'll work better than your shoes because they're made the same place. China! Speaking of which, Obama. I am your president. Oh, I'm going to rename this mountain. It's no longer Mount McKinley. He renamed Mount McKinley, whom we've all known Mount McKinley since I was a baby. Well, you know, I've never known it as anything else. I've never known it as anything else. And nobody ever complained, ever, that it was named Mount McKinley. Nobody. The locals had their own name for it, but they didn't go, hey, we need to change this bullshit. We're going to protest. We're going to shoot some cattle or something. Mountain Lives Matter. We want to rename this shit. No, Obama flew into Alaska and just said, you know what, I'm going to fucking rename that thing because right now I'm irrelevant. So I'm going to get back into the news and just rename a mountain to Denali. Now, that's actually a cool name. GMC has named one of their SUVs Denali. And it means high one or high hard one or something. I'm gonna, hey, baby, I'm going to give you the Denali. What's that name? I'm going to give you the high hard Denali. What's up? Mandingo Denali. What's that, baby? I'm going to give America the high hard one, Denali. So he renames a mountain because he's irrelevant right now. And those of you that voted for him because of his color. Anyway, so he renamed a mountain. And I hear he's going to be renaming the country New Chinexico. Yeah, it's a mixture of China and Mexico. New Chinexico is the name of the U.S. Anyway, I'm digging football. Football is back, baby. Yes, there's only one more preseason. And then I got fantasy football. And yes, I don't know. I don't win anything. I don't play for money. I just play because it's fun. I know. What the fuck? You play because it's fun? No, let me guess. Do you go driving because it's fun? Because you have to get somewhere? Is that why you drive? Why do you walk? Do you walk because you need your feet? I just get on my little two-wheeled fucking mini Segway and putt around because who needs feet? We talked about that last show, how those little electronic scooters are everywhere now because nobody wants to fucking walk anymore. They'd rather just ride them scooters. What do you know?
Football season. Just a mere name sparks anticipation in the cool autumn air. Followed by tailgating, expensive beer, and rival fan fistfights. You know you're a super fan when your wife enters the room with a bucket of wings and beer. You take them gladly and say, thanks, hon. Now get the hell out of my way. She storms off in defeat like a loser Raider fan. No offense, ladies. We'll see you after the Super Bowl. Welcome to football.
honey, could you move? You're in the way of the TV. I know it's a 60-inch, but I want to see the players, like, live, like big. And you're in the way. I don't care. That's your ass. I've seen it before. Move it! I only get to see Colin Kaepernick once a week. I see you every day. Just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Football's football. These guys don't pay my bills. These guys don't pay my bills. I pay my bills. This guy. I'm hitting myself in the chest with my thumb. This guy pays his own bills. This guy gets up and works. This guy works. Not them. They don't pay my bills. I buy their stuff. In fact, I stopped buying a bunch of stuff because it's like, what? They're babies now. They're raping women and they're going to jail and they're Lawrence Phillips. Lawrence Phillips used to be on the 49ers. He was a running back, and he was going to be good. He was a Ram. He was an Eagle. He was a 49er. He's in prison now. And you know what? He's been convicted of murdering his cellmate. He's been convicted of murdering his cellmate. Yes. So he's going to be doing some more time. How do you murder your cellmate? I guess they wanted to watch Oz. And he was like, you know, we could reenact some scenes from Oz. Fuck that. I heard he fumbled. He fumbled. That was a stupid joke. So anyway, yeah, so while we're still on football, have you seen what the Texans owner looks like? TD, I know you're listening. Have you seen what the Texans owner looks like? He looks like a burn victim. His name is not Michael, but he looks like that actor Michael Berryman from Hills Have Eyes. Mercury! Mercury! The guy with the ears and the no lips and the no eyebrows and the weird-looking head. He looks just like that guy. And Michael Berryman's a good actor. He's just scary as fuck. He's straight, I would piss, shit, vomit, and shit again because he's weird-looking. Dan it, dan it, dan it, dan it, tick it, tick it, tick it, tick it. Oh, no. The neighbors are out there. Snapchat. Who has Snapchat? I do. B. Borelli. B, the letter B. The letter B again. O, double R, E, double L, I. Please, if you add me, don't be that one that spends 300 seconds talking about guys and makeup. If you're a woman, could you? Oh, Lord. I'm sitting up there looking like that, 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 because you tap it when you want to skip through the message. And normally it's like 10 seconds, and they're like, so I'm with this guy, and he's breaking my heart. And then the next one. You know, you just have to realize that these guys are out there, and they're just breaking my heart. Next one. So, these guys are breaking my heart. I don't fucking want to know that. I want something interesting. Tell me something. Don't tell me. That's why I'm hardly on it anymore. It's like, I don't know what more to do. What do you want to see? Do you want to see me taking a shit? Okay. I don't know. It's a Snapchat. I mean, like, you take a picture, and then it, after 10 seconds, it goes away. But what else do you do on Snapchat? I mean, it's good for friends, you know, overseas maybe, and you want, oh, what'd you do today? Well, let me show you what I fucking did today. Let me Snapchat it. You'll see my whole 24-hour day period in a matter of 20 seconds. What do you think? You can see how fast I was going on the freeway. Look, it's 71 degrees out. Excuse me. I don't know what more to do on Snapchat. I don't. And I get these, like, 400-second... You know, so there's this guy, and he's breaking my heart. I don't know how to feel, like, and if they fucking say, like, one more time, if you begin your sentence with either like or because, I'm just going to go ballistic. My brain is going to pop out of my skull. Actually, who says because is the Filipino folks that come into my job. How can we help you today? Because what I need to do is for this thing, for that, because, no, because. You're thinking about something, and then you start talking. You need to, like, begin from the beginning. Begin from the beginning. You need to start from the beginning. Don't give me a because. Because is in the middle of it. You think I'm already knowing what's inside your head. So we're talking mental telepathy, and then you say, no, because. No, because. Because you two and two, because, get the fuck out of my face. Jeez. Anyway. Where was I going? I was Snapchat. Don't. Just stop Snapchatting about your love life. I don't care. Now, there's one girl. There's a bunch of girls. I know someone that's doing Snap Cash. If you want to talk to me, you have to pay. Huh? If you want to talk to me, you have to pay, and dudes will do it. I'm like, well, you're all right looking, but I wouldn't pay you. And then, I'm just going to, if they want a picture of me, it's more. And then I'm just going to Google a picture and send it to them. So you're frauding people. Well, they're the dummies that are paying for it. Hey, yeah, you're kind of right, actually. So you idiots that are talking to these women online and you have to pay, you're an idiot. It's not the woman's fault. Respect the hustle. She's getting her money. She ain't doing nothing. She don't have to open her legs or show her boobs or you know, cop some knob like Kim Kardashian. All she has to do is defraud you and find a picture online to make you pay for it. A picture that she found for free. God, guys are stupid. Duh, she looks good. Duh, let me give myself some of my money so I can feed that. Stupid shit. Jeez, what's in the news? God dang, I still got another 26 minutes to talk bull. What's in the news? You know, ISIS is back in the news again. I guess they were like, you know, fuck all that. Police are dying and the Black Lives Matter. Fuck that. We need to send them another video. So they have. They've gotten a video and they got these four dudes. And they're getting crafty. These guys are getting crafty. They're not just – remember back in the day it was like crappy cell phone video and we were like, oh, yeah, let's take a look. Boom. Oh, he cut off his head. Oh, he blew him up. You know, first they would just beat them and we thought, oh, my God, that's so horrible. Then we'd see a gruesome beheading with using a rusty steak knife and we're just like, oh, that's so gruesome. Ugh, that's horrible. And they've got that music in the background or they're saying, you know, they're talking that shit. Well, ISIS are getting crafty. They got like Michael Bay or you know, they got some big producer doing their movies now. And it's like they got these graphics and the music and they have these, you know, makes it look like a horror movie. It's like, whoa, that looks kind of cool. Whoever's editing their stuff and producing their stuff, they got some money. They got Hollywood to do this. This looks professional. I'm telling you, these you could put a two-hour movie of just their videos, and it'll look like, whoa, because the music. And then they're, like, wearing the masks, you know, because they're too chicken shit to show their faces. I'd be up there like, what, bitch? I'm all the way in Syria. You going to come find me? You're in the United States in Mama's basement. What? You're looking on the Internet. What, bitch? That's my face. This is my beard, and this is my AK. What? Come get me. No, they're hiding their faces. So their latest video is them executing these four guys, and they're burning them alive. Basically, what they did is they've hung these guys belly side down by their hands and their feet. If you could picture that, their bellies are facing down, but their hands and their feet are up. I don't know what you kind of tying position you'd call that. And then they're on this like crude looking swing set, you know, it's like the swings are gone, except it's just a frame. So the guy lights this, like he takes this torch and he lights this stream of gasoline. And like in the movies, it goes along and then it goes under each of the dudes, these four streams of gasoline and whatever it is, and the guys are cooking like a pot. Like an old, like, Warner Brothers comic, you know, how they're they're lighting up the pot and there's somebody boiling in the pot and they're cooking them. And we thought it was so funny back then. That's what they're doing. These guys are watching cartoons and they're getting ideas. Next, they're going to be throwing rocks from Acme off of a cliff and smashing someone. Bugs I'm telling you, get these fucking cartoons off the air. You're giving these dudes ideas. They're going to be putting sticks of dynamite in these guys' asses and then chasing them with a fucking coyote. Boom. Don't give them ideas. Don't. Jeez, take the cartoons off. Just broadcast nothing. And they'll decide, what do we do? How do we kill these guys? We don't know. We don't have a TV. Why'd I sound Italian? We don't have a TV. We can make a pizza. Don't give them ideas. Take away their cameras. Shit. Take away their editing. What, they got Apple? They got some fucking nerd from Stanford over there, you know, editing everything? Well, you see here, I can put this over here and move this over there, and you got some graphics over there, and I work at Google. Where the fuck are these guys coming from with all this advanced shit? The cartels are going, hey, dude, fuck that, man. Hey, man, fuck that. Hey, my friend. Hey, pero, look at this. Hey. You know, we need to get the cameras and all of those things like that, because they're still doing the crude way. They're, like, tying you up with rope. Remember rope? They're, like, tying you up with rope, and they're using gasoline chainsaws. Who uses gasoline chainsaws? These guys. They're still using gasoline, like, blowers and shit, leaf blowers. I've seen them, Home Depot, you know. And then they're using these chainsaws, and they're cutting these dudes up with these chainsaws. And they're using machetes and things like that. They're bringing it back to the old school. Crickets. That's what I get. I get laughter. I get crickets. The cartels are bringing it old school style. They're like, man, fuck that, man. We're going to kill his, chop his head off and do it. ISIS is like, no, we need to make this better. I don't know. I don't fucking... Don't say I'm racist, because I'm doing impersonations. I fucking hate it when people say that. Only white people doing impersonations, it's racist. Can you imagine now? Who used to do all those impersonations? Rich Little? Well, he did mostly white people. But imagine Rich Little today, if he did like impersonations of today, like... No one says I'm racist if I do Arnold Schwarzenegger. No one says if I do those at the impersonation of him that I'm racist against the white people, because that is the way I talk. No one says to do the versus Stallone either, you know, because I'm Italian and I'm like old and stuff. You know, my balls hang low. You know, they hang low like Caitlyn Jenner. Hey, yo. No. But I could do a Chinese dude and suddenly I'm racist. Yo, 1, 2, 4, rice there. Oh, no. I'll do... I'm in a band, by the way. Angels of Fear. Angels of Fear. You find us on YouTube and you'll see our band music. I'm the buff dude behind the drums, which means if you heckle me, I'm sticking a drumstick so far up your rectum. Rectum? Damn near killed them. Yeah, I'm not to be effed with. Especially on stage, comedians are getting bigger now. Look at Dave Chappelle.
Oh, man, I'm going to choke your ass.
He will, if you heckle him, he will come down there, whoop your ass, and then bring you on stage and show everybody.
This is what happens when you heckle me, motherfucker.
Right, so comedians are getting bigger and they're getting meaner. So don't just bring your drunk buddies in and think you're just going to heckle people, because you will get embarrassed. You will get embarrassed verbally and physically. Anyway, Angels of Fear, I'm the drummer. I'm the guy behind the sticks, behind the kit, making it all happen. And then there's the rest of the band. What I was getting to is my guitarist is Chinese. If you can believe it, Chinese, full-blooded Chinese, not half, full-blooded Chinese on guitar who likes metal music. Those are very rare indeed. He's like an old 18th century coin. You got to polish him up and make him look good because he's a Chinese rocker. Oh, dude, oh, fuck that. So where was I going with that? I have no idea. I have no idea. Anyway, what else is in the news? Judge Joe Brown. Remember him? Oh, you should. Remember Judge Joe Brown? He went to jail for contempt of court. Excuse me? He went to jail for 5 days for contempt of court. Did he contempt his own court? Did he just, like, lip off and just sentence himself? I give myself 5 days. That's 5 days in the slammer. I don't care. I'm giving myself 5 days. I will see me at the end of 5 days. Court is adjourned. Judge, you just committed yourself for 5 days for contempt. Are you sure about that? Anyway, let me see what else is on the agenda for tonight. I did the Kanye, and that's it. Anyway, what do you want to call in? I got 17 minutes. It's 718-766. Let's try this again. 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Folks, I have braces. I don't know if you could tell. You could probably tell the difference in my talking, in my diction. Yes, that's a word, and it's not perverted. The way I speak my words now are different than maybe my earlier shows. So go back to my earlier shows. Same format, same phone. Same phone. I've been using this phone now for 2 years, and I'm trying to get on this microphone thing here, but I couldn't tonight. I wonder why. Anyway. So, yeah, I got my braces, and they're a pain in the mouth. They're a pain in the ass. You know, they're anything. I mean, if you've never had them and you're getting them for your kids, just know that they're going to bitch and complain about them because they hurt. They really, really hurt, especially when you get new bands and all that type of stuff done to it. They put the fresh, brand new bands on it. Everything tightens back up again. You're going to look good. It hurts. You can't eat anything. I mean, a piece of cheese hurt. If I breathed wrong, it hurt. I'm about ready to have ice water and tequila for dinner tonight. I swear. It's, yeah. And when I tend to talk and use my teeth a lot and they bang together sometimes. And that doesn't feel good. That does not feel good. You know, I can't suck on a straw. get out of your heads there, crazy, dirty people. I'm starting to fail here. No, it's what it is. This is my first hour-long show in a long time. I don't really do hour-long shows. I used to do half-an-hour shows and then 45-minute shows, but I've decided to do an hour, and we're going into our last 15 minutes. 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Call in now. We've got 15 more minutes. What I do want to touch on before I get back to any type of funny business is the recent rash of police deaths. Now, I'm in full support of the police community, law enforcement, even civil service in general, like our civil servants. That would be fire department, that would be our ambulance, that would be police, that would be sheriffs, that would be anybody that offers civil service these days. Ugh. You get everything. You get farts, you get pee, you get yawns, and you get crickets in the background. And I really respect them. And, you know, people think, oh, there's a rash of men, young, unarmed black men being shot by police. Well, how do you know this? Because I heard about it. Well, where did you hear about this? Oh, I heard about it on the news. Okay, you heard about it on the news. Do you think that they might have missed some facts, maybe? Do you think they might have missed the fact that, I don't know, Mike Brown was attacking the officer and that was proven? Do you think? Do you think he had two autopsies and they were both said the same thing? He was shot from the front. He was charging the officer. Do you think that maybe his friend lied and, you know, that was made up? He wasn't just executed. He wasn't like laying on his back, please don't shoot me, and the officer, ha, 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 I've got all these witnesses and I'm going to shoot you in front of all of them and I don't care about my law enforcement career. I get paid pretty good, but I'm going to throw that all away right now because I want to kill you. Right. That makes a lot of sense. Right. I'm sorry. Was there someone else being shot just now? What about right now? How about right now? Ooh, what about right now? Because there are over 100,000 police officers in this nation. I'm thinking there's more, but that I at least know there's six figures. I'm going to say at least 100,000 police officers, law enforcement officers that are active right now. Some are on duty, some are off duty. And I could bet you my next paycheck from now on that none of these officers go to work every day thinking they want to kill somebody. They're going to kill somebody. They're dragging people out of their cars. I'm going to shoot this guy. It's broad daylight. Why not? You know, there are some instances where excessive force could be used. I'm sure of it. I'm sure of this. I'm sure there's other police officers that are saying, hey, that's not cool. I'm sure of this. Oh, well, why don't the good cops tell on the bad cops? Okay. Why don't the good people tell on the bad people? If you want to go there, flip that coin over. You see something going wrong in your neighborhood? Why don't you say something about it? Why don't you have a march about all the crime? What about the 9-year-old girl that was shot? Yeah, I'm going off on a rant here the last few minutes. Nothing's funny about this. I mean, I could make it funny. I could, like, do a Jared from Subway joke, but that's a little bit too soon right now. Yeah. I think all the jokes have been done about the 6-inch and the football and, you know, what's his choice going to be for vegetables? You want your salad tossed, Jared Fogle? Huh? You want that on a 6-inch or a foot long? Jeez. It's okay to make fun of them, though, because he's convicted. He admitted to it. He's going to prison. He's probably going to be killed in prison, or he's going to be in SEG or wherever that is. It just sounded cool to say. He's not going to be around all the other prisoners. He's probably going to be shanked. He's probably going to be, you know, something's going to go in his butt. I'm sure of this. So what now? What do we do now? But I think it's because he made himself so public. Oh, I'm Jared Fogle, and I lost all this weight by eating Subway sandwiches. Look at the pants. Oh, and I'm an Indianapolis Colts fan. Oh, and I, you know, buy sandwiches and put tomatoes on it, you know, and I molest kids. Oh, by the way, here's some lettuce. Wait, whoa, back up. And he was even telling folks, hey, yeah, tell them to come on over and I could show them my sub. How old is she, 14? Yeah, she's a little old for me, but okay. You fucking sick bastard. You fucking sick bastard, Jared Fogle. You will get the sharp end of a rusty shank in prison. First, they're going to chop off whatever's left of your pee-pee. They're probably going to stuff it in your butt. And then, I don't know, something else is going to happen to them, I'm sure. I've never been to prison, don't intend to, so, you know. Anyway, what's going on, people? What's going on? Nobody's calling back. But I want to reiterate on that. I am going to be doing a new asshole of the day. I'm just going to find somebody somewhere. In every show, we're going to spend a few minutes talking about asshole of the day. It could be somebody on the internet. It could be somebody that I've ran into. I run into hundreds of assholes every single day in my line of work. No, I'm not in law enforcement, but you might as well say I'm close to it, doing what I do, being around people whom I'm around. It's a real, real thing out there. Criminals face to face with some pretty shady characters every single day. Drugs, crime, whatever. And I'm not even in law enforcement. Well, what do you do? I'm not going to tell you. Anyway. So, 8 minutes. 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. What's going on? How was your Wednesday? Mine, I was off. And like I said, I did a little gardening. Put a little fence around my yard. Put a little keep off the grass sign. Keep your little asses off my grass. And it's like, you know, oh, they're just kids. Well, you know, they just have parents who can just take them to the park. Because this isn't a playground. My little yard there is not their little playground. And it looks horrible. It's like yellow and it's got dirt patches now because they keep running back and forth and playing on it. Keep your ass off. It's not yours. They have nowhere else to go. That's not my problem. Keep them. I'm going to say it loud so they can hear me. Keep them off my grass. No, I'm not an old cranky man, but I'm tired of hearing kids right underneath my door yelling at each other and screaming about nothing and throwing their garbage candy wrappers and Capri Sun packages and all those kinds of things right underneath my window. Nobody likes to see that. I don't want to see that. I might put up a bigger fence or a bunch of garbage cans or cactus. Somebody was even telling me, put some cactus up there. See the little asses run into that. I'm actually going to do that. I want to get some cactus. I think that'll look really, really cool. You fall and you get stuck with the cactus? Nah, not my problem. My kids, your kids are not my problem. The cactus is mine, though. Get off my lawn. And I'm going to have like a super soaker filled with pee instead of Clint Eastwood with a shotgun on me. Get off my lawn. Cat pee. I don't know where I'm going to get a bunch of cat pee at, but I'm going to get it. There is a cat, though, that I feed and give it water, and you know, it runs around here. It's a nice little cute little black cat, you know, knows me, knows what I call it and all that type of stuff, knows I feed it. I used to feed it turkey, and now I feed it cat food, and it's like, yo, what? Really? You're feeding me this crap? You paid so – come on, man. Where's the turkey at? Where's the good turkey at that you eat? Come on. Where's that natural applewood smoked turkey that you've been giving me? What are these fucking kibbles? This is BS. You know I'm going to be shitting later, and I'm going to shit right in your lawn where you don't want the kids to be. Melissa Rivers has revealed that her Mother Jones ashes have been scattered in Wyoming. What? Joan Rivers? Joan Rivers? Oh, God. Oh, God, no. Let me tell you, I've always wanted to go to Wyoming. Oh, yeah, Lord. I'm from New York or Boston or whatever the fuck. Spread my ashes in Wyoming, though. That hurt. It kind of hurt to do. Impersonation time. Who should I do? Shall I do Obama again? I'm going. In light of the facts here of this country and for which it stands, one nation under me, that I'm going to rename the country on political matters that matter to me and you. I'm making no sense now, whatever. I'm going to rename it New Trinexico. Thank you very much. Sound like Elvis when I did that. Thank you very much. New Trinexico. Because we owe China and we're part of Mexico. So, whatever. Canadians are going, what do you think about that? I don't think about nothing. I think about. O-U-T spells out, not oot. Oot na boot. Canadians are cool. Kind of. It's Australians that are just bomb. Those folks are just, who no matter who comes from Australia, they're always happy. I don't know what it is about Australia, but I've seen Vietnamese Australian, Chinese Australians, Australian Australians, and they come and they're just so happy. They're just, oh, right, we're here for holiday. We're here for about 5 weeks. All we need is a bit, we're after a SIM card. And we're here for about 5 weeks, and we're here on holiday. Which holiday? You know, holiday. You know, when you leave home, you don't come back for about 5 weeks. Holiday? You mean vacation? Whatever. We're here for about 5 weeks on holiday. And which holiday? I don't know. We're here for Christmas. Oh, well, that's a holiday. Don't tell me holiday, and there's no holiday. What are you here for, the 4th? You just missed it, buddy. What's that? And they're always happy. They're always just, yeah, we were on a plane for about 39 hours. It was great. You should get on a plane for 39 hours. We weren't even in the motherfucker. We were on top of it for 39 hours. We were on the plane, not in it. We were on it. Great. Get out of my face. You know, get off my lawn, Miss Robert De Niro, and I'm here to do a PSA. Yeah, I'm a little old now. I should be retiring, but we're going to do a little public service announcement here. You know, get off my lawn. Stay off my lawn. Yeah. I'm going to do Robert De Niro impersonating Clint Eastwood. Ready? Do you feel lucky, punk? Owen Wilson. I'm getting notes from my producer. Owen Wilson. Let's do some Owen Wilson. Oh, I'm in a new movie. Right. Great. That's fabulous. Am I making any money? Am I relevant? Do I have any lines? So I really want to do these lines, but what's my motivation? I need motivation. Your motivation is you suck. You're a B-list at best. You're just above C-list, Owen Wilson. Nobody knows who you are. Owen Wilson, do you, your family make the footballs? Oh, I got 2 minutes left. Fuck! Oh, I didn't mean to say it like that. I meant to say. Anyway, I got a minute and something left. I'm just going to count down the seconds. That'll be my last minute, 47, 46. 45. You know, we tuned in to Billy Borelli Live Chat. He counted down the last 2 minutes like an asshole. He should make himself asshole of the day. I already did. My premier asshole of the day was me. Because sometimes I'll say something in a comedic light and somebody will take it wrong. It's okay. It's comedy. I'm not a bad person. If I was, I would have had a heart attack at age 40. But I'm alive. I'm well. And I'm doing great because God loves me and he wants to keep me around forever and ever. Forever, Danny, and ever. Who saw The Shining? I did. I'm a clown and I love it. And you love me too. You know why? This is why. Thank you, folks, for listening. I appreciate everything that you've done. I appreciate my caller. I didn't get your name, but that's okay. You know who you are. And I'll keep my promise. Stuff is coming down. Good night.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at ComedianBillyBo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.